our guests who have just come for this day from Radhadesh. I see Lalita. Welcome, Lalita. And many, many devotees. Our Krishna Lila Prabhu, the brother of Kundalata. Am I rightly informed? Yes, yes. It's a whole devotee family. And I see, yes, many of you who are around in the atmosphere and who are desiring to spend the day or the change of the year together with all of us and Radha Madan Mohan. So I think at the beginning of this program, I will tell you a little bit how we have planned the rest of the evening and how we will, what we will exactly do, because it helps you to divide your time a little and know what is coming up. I'm also sorry that I cannot be present at all the kirtans and performances, and I really feel sorry, because I know the performers wish me to participate, but for me, outside of the program is another program going on, intense preaching and intense decision making, meetings with groups of devotees for different preaching programs. So I'm sorry. Okay, so let us now focus a little bit what we will do. There will be now a Krishna Katha for about an hour or so, a little bit more, no, an hour or so, and then we will have a wonderful theater performance. It's called The Spoiled Offering. Quite some time ago, we had a theater which went all over ISKCON. It was called Burnt Ladu. It was a really thought-provoking theater performed by the Gurukul generation, where they showed through the performing arts, let us say, the room for improvement in ISKCON, and it really moved something. This won't be a sozialkritisches, a critical performance. It is actually showing an event with Radha Madan Mohan, which is very, very touching. It's something which happened, and it is well known in the Gaudiya Vaishnava world, how the Lord revealed himself. So that will start according to plan, but we are in the flexible time zone here at 7:30. Then, after the theater, there will be more kirtans by Manu, Gokrishna, and Ojashvi. And then, I will kidnap you the last time in this year by giving you a Braj Darshan. It's a new slideshow and a new format of a program. We will sing and interact with the images on the screen. That will go up to 11:30 or so. It's only half an hour. And then, and maybe this is the most important part of the evening, next to the drama, Spoiled Offering. And it's the most important part. We will end the old year with a beautiful meditation. It's a meditation, really, which brings you into your own sacred space, into your own, you know, yeah, where you are at the moment, and from there you will be able, really, in this meditation or guided session, you could say, to connect with the field of unlimited opportunity in Krishna consciousness. And this guided meditation will lead into the midnight darshan, and then some amazing presents will be given to each single one of you. So that starts at 11:30. I know it's a lot of information at once, so Krishna Katha, which leads into the drama, then more kirtan, finally a slideshow, and then the meditation about where you are and how you can actually move forward in your particular spiritual life. I'm thinking we will all get our answers from Krishna. Good. Ready? Good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Neha. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Jai Radha Mohan. One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Please sing again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Tera Hai. Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Tera Hai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Gaura Premanande. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitina Mide Namaste Sarasvate Deve.
त्यागे सतारिने जयतम सुरतो पंगो मा मंदमते गति मत्सर्वस्वा पदं भोजो राधा मदन मोहनो श्री कृष्णा चैतन्ना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
What you are about to hear deals with the essence of happiness. What could be the essence of happiness? What could really give joy to the heart of a conditioned soul or a person in this world? I think you will agree with me. When that person, after a long time of experiencing this and that, meeting so many pleasant and unpleasant things, can finally meet God, can see the Lord, hear the Lord speaking to him, feel the Lord's embrace even, then that is the essence of happiness. You can't go higher, it can't go better than that. We will hear today, in preparation of our evening program, where it's all about how we can come in contact with a higher connection, so to say, we will hear about Krishna's return to Braj. Now, I do know that at various places of the old year, 1919, I have shared this with the devotees because I felt everyone is entitled to feel the essence of happiness. And so some of this might be known to you, but is food not known to you? Do you stop eating because it's known? Is drinking water not known to know you? Do you stop drinking because, yes, I know water, no need? Or even more, is the air which you breathe not known to you? Of course it is. But does this mean you stop breathing? No, you know. The more I breathe, the more I come alive. In the same way, the more you hear how Krishna returned to his dearest devotees, the more you will come alive. When Krishna stayed away from Braj in Dwaraka, he would in the night often be found calling out, "Hey Nanda Baba, hey Sudam, hey Sridam," addressing those with whom he was close. Or often he would say, "Hey Radhe, hey Radhe." And the queens with whom he was together, they would ask him in the morning, "Who is Radha? You were calling her name." And Krishna would shyly look to the ground and cry. Sometimes in the night, he would also shout, "Where is my flute?" I think when our Surabhi Kund wakes up in the night, she might also cry, "Where is my flute? Manu, you have stolen my flute." Krishna was remembering the place and the pastimes which were most dear to him, Vrindavan. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, but whenever he brought up the subject, Vasudev and Devaki, his parents, said, "You cannot go. Maybe in some time you can go," because they knew if Krishna would go to Vrindavan, he would not return to Dwaraka, because the charm of Vrindavan would totally capture all his senses, especially his mind. But soon, when the Lord wants something, it will be done. reason turned up. One of the remaining last great demons who had not yet met Krishna and who were not yet liberated from material existence had remained. His name was Dantavakra. Danta means tooth, and vakra means they were crooked. He looked as if he would have a whole dental problem in his mouth. It came because of his foul language. So Dantavakra had attacked Mathura, which was, as we all know, very close to Vrindavan, thinking that Krishna is very powerful in his own town, Dwaraka, but outside his power dwindles. So he had attacked Mathura, and the news came to Krishna. It's very nicely described by Jiva Goswami that Krishna immediately called Dwaraka. Now there was a reason to go back to Vrindavan. He would fulfill his mission of removing the Asuric elements from the earth, and then he would be free to cross the Yamuna and enter Vrindavan. So Krishna called Dwaraka, "Quickly bring me to Mathura." And Dwaraka skillfully drove Krishna's chariot. Now, you must know, when Krishna travels, he often uses ordinary paths, but more than often, he goes through the airways. He uses extraordinary ways. And so when Dantavakra and Mathura waited for his opponent to arrive, when he waited for Krishna to arrive, he saw from the direction of Dwaraka a light coming towards him. And as the light grew more intense, he could see this was actually Krishna's chariot, driven by his charioteer, Dwaraka. And he saw the beautiful form of the Lord, but he saw him as Narayan, forearmed, announcing that, "Here comes your ultimate opponent." A streak of light came from Dwaraka, like a comet, you could say, and arrived in Mathura. And Krishna was at the tip point of the light. He stood there. My dear devotees, I have seen such a similar thing once in my life. I have, as you may know, an interest in various mystical things, and I had been with our bus party traveling through India when we arrived at Allahabad, where there is a Kumbh Mela, where the oldest yogis come from the Himalayas and from everywhere else to participate in a meeting of yogis, no? Some of them, Prabhupada had said, travel by entering the Ganga in the Himalaya and then going through the Ganga, but not like swimming like we swim, but going through the, you could say, the energetic manifestation of the Ganga, and they come after minutes out in Allahabad. They can do this. They connect with one means of energy, hook into it, and can utilize it and move much faster than the normal physical movement allows. But what I saw was a yogi traveling through the airways. I can never forget. It was, I looked at the western horizon, there was the sun, a little red setting, and next to the sun, a second ball of fire, which quickly came towards me, and I thought, what is this? Became slightly, is this a Brahmastra thrown by the GBC? what is this? And I was a little bit shocked at first, but then this energetic ball came closer and closer. And just, I would say, about 5 meters from me, I could see how within the ball, the glowing ball of energy, a yogi took shape. He had very long facial hair, beard, and, you know, a lion's hair, you know. And he looked like the real thing. So he sat down and he saw me gasping at him, and he just rose his hand and said, "Tika." Tika means okay, no problem. It's fine, you know. Mind your own business, you know, like this. So when Krishna arrived, he arrived in a ball of fire, as Krishna, as Dantavakra saw him, the one with the crooked teeth, he shouted insults at Krishna. It was so loud, he offended him. I do not want to repeat at the beginning of the new year what he said. Blasphemous talk. And the devatas were so agitated that they came and shouted back at Dantavakra, "You fool, you have a crooked teeth in your mouth, and your words are more than crooked. May you meet your final destiny." And Krishna, of course, he used from all his beautiful weapons the komodaki. Who knows what is the komodaki? It's the mace. We find a reference to it in the third canto, yes, where the meditation about the four-handed form of the Lord in the heart is given, and we see there that he has a mace. This mace has traces of its encounter with the demons on it. So, yes, he saw that mace, and that mace ultimately brought him out of the body. With one stroke, the Lord brought him out of the body. The soul of Dantavakra left the body, and the all-merciful Lord absorbed the soul in his transcendental body, so that Dantavakra was given what he wanted most, the moksha, the liberation from material existence, in the Brahman. Yeah, when Krishna had, there was another encounter, I will jump over this. When that was finished, Krishna began to think, now the mission for which I have appeared on planet Earth is completed. he put his weapons aside, which immediately disappeared. And in a very, very private mood, he took a rest at the banks of the Yamuna, at the famous Vishram Ghat. Vishram means resting, bathing place. And when he finally awoke from his rest, where he made a distance to his avatar mission in this world, he saw coming through the Yamuna a traveler who had the turban and the attire, it means the dress, of a Brajavasi, and he knew this is a man coming from my place. Confused with love, he shouted to the traveler, "Where is my village, Vrindavan?" And the traveler was so moved when Krishna addressed him. He looked, you know, he was somehow trying to come through the water and not miss the, it's called the ford, you know, where you can cross a river. The traveler looked back at Krishna and, could it be? Is it him? At that time, Garuda, who puts even the heavenly vimanas of the devatas to shame, he is the carrier of the Lord, took the chariot across the Yamuna so that Krishna could meet the Brajavasis finally. The Brajavasis, there are many descriptions in our scriptures how they fared, how they in the absence of Krishna. We heard yesterday one description from Rupa Goswami that Srimati Radharani's wailing in separation would break stones. In order to somehow keep alive, they had sent messengers on fast horses to wherever Krishna was to bring news. It was a little bit like in America, when the founding fathers started America, they had one organization called Wells Fargo, you know, chariots who would carry messengers and things from one town to the other and then return. It was a line of postal chariots. They carried letters, people, weapons, supplies, and so on. So there was a line of messengers which the Brajavasis had sent to where Krishna was, who brought back news. But somehow the news had stopped. They were very desperate at this moment where Krishna crossed the Yamuna. They had an Ishta Goshti meeting amongst them where they only had one subject, that is the best way to commit suicide. Was it by entering the fire that you died fastest? Was it better to enter deep water or use knives or poison or jumping off mountains? Imagine you come to an assembly of great devotees who feel so separated from Krishna that their only subject now, which they discuss, is how to quickly and effectively end their life once and for all. This was a subject matter which was not usual. It was highly unusual. Because the Brijbasis are absorbed in meditation of Krishna, and that's how they meet Krishna. But here Jiva Goswami describes they could not imagine to just meet Krishna in the meditation. They needed him. They needed to feed him. They needed to hear his joking words. They needed to see his smile, his life-giving smile. The priest of Nanda Maharaj heard about this meeting and he came to the assembly and heard, and he shook his head and he said, "Why are you so forgetful? Don't you remember the last letter that Krishna sent to you? Previously, it had saved you." My dear devotees, this is a very, very good advice. When we enter a time of hopelessness, we can do a couple of things in this line. We can read an inspiring message which we have received from a person who is important in our life and by whose touch in our life, by whose presence in our life, we have inspirations. You know, I personally feel that the messages have become a little bit superficial nowadays, because on WhatsApp you quickly send something, "How are you doing?" And it's not, and the answer is fine, and it lacks the depth. But if you have received a letter, maybe from a person who is a little bit important to your life, who's not a little bit, who's important to your life, and read that in times of difficulties, you can actually receive inspiration. You will be interested to hear that the movement of Krishna consciousness in its early days was going on mainly by the letters which Prabhupada sent to various temples and which were photocopied, you know, and then made available to everyone, because it meant something to us. First, the Brijbasi said, "Yeah, we read the letter previously of Krishna and it did save our life, but now the circumstances are different." The priest said, "I beg to pardon. I beg to differ. At that time you were suffering from the separation of Krishna. Now you are also suffering. Then the priest said, "Okay, bring the letter and read the letter." So the priest brought a letter. It was written by Krishna. The letter said, letter of Krishna, "I do not live in other places. I live in this letter. I'm present there. Keep this letter in your pocket. In place of my direct association, and I will live with you always." My dear devotees, what Krishna alludes to here is Vani, the divine presence in his message. When Arjuna was totally miserable because Krishna had left the planet, he found solace in what? Yes, in Krishna's words to him. What could you imagine where was his shelter? think you know, but you are at the moment a little surprised that you have to say something. I know whenever I asked the devotees who live in the Gaurabhavan questions, they freeze. Krishna had spent most instructive 45 minutes with Arjuna. His words are available for the world. His words were the Bhagavad Gita. Yes, you know everything. You know everything. So by taking shelter in the words of Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita, a lot of spiritual solace, a lot of inspiration has been given. It's an old secret that if you want to be with God's words. Yes. As the priest read this letter, something happened. First, everyone felt the presence of Krishna. I do not live in other places. I live in this letter. Keep it in your pocket. In place of my direct association. And I will always live with you. Suddenly, as if to make true the words of Krishna, I will always live with you, there was a loud tumult in the air. And then the sweet sound of Panchajanya arose in the southern direction. Then they heard the rattling of a chariot. And the Brijbasis began to spontaneously express their surprise, but also their ecstasy by shouting loudly, Jai Jai!
Jai Jai!
It was louder. Jai Jai!
Jai Jai!
Yes, and great astonishment and ecstasy. Then, without any further discussion, they all began to run towards the southern direction where the sound came from. The women ran. The children ran. The elders, who normally did not run, they also ran. No one knew who was in front, who was lagging behind. And then suddenly they saw the chariot in the distance. On top was a flag. Who was on the flag? Hanuman, that's the chariot of Arjun. Garuda, you know everything. On second try. They saw the chariot in the distance and the flag on top with a beautiful Garuda who would sometimes flap his wings. Garuda got excited. He couldn't remain still in the painting. And the devatas shouted again, much louder this time, Jai Jai!
Jai Jai!
The Brijbasis became stunned. They had run, but now they couldn't run any longer. Their feet would not move, and they trembled with prema. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described the effect of darshan, Krishna darshan, in a song starting with Janama Safaltara Krishna Darshana Jara. It can be sung much more beautiful. It says that life is successful, that birth is successful, that endeavor is successful, where someone gets the darshan of Krishna only once. When one sees Krishna through the opened eyes of the heart, one gives up all perversions of the consciousness. That's a strong word. All strange things in the consciousness. And it describes how Krishna looks and how he maddens the whole world with his beauty. But then he describes, when I see this form standing under a kadamba tree, my mind becomes really unsteady. My feet cannot move any longer to New York or other places. Oh, sorry. My feet cannot move, and I forget my material existence. Ask yourself, do you want to forget your material existence? Oh, no, Maharaji. I'm very, 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 very much connected to my mobile telephone. You know, to forget this is very much unpleasant for me. If I miss it only for 2 minutes, I become restless. To miss it, it's my contact to the real world. Are you living in the real world? I believe it can be answered in many ways. I think in some ways we wouldn't be wrong if we say yes. Because this world works on us, it affects us, it moves us. But if we stand back a little bit and we look at life as a spiritual phenomena, we have to conclude, I'm a soul, I'm a part of God, and I always want more, but at the moment I'm captured by this movie, by this material existence. So as Krishna came closer, there was a shower from the desire trees. The desire trees had been lifeless. Kalpa Vriksha trees, they had, not lifeless, they had sunken a little bit like this. All of a sudden they started to become erect and give a shower of flowers. There was the excellent humming of bees. The devatas were shouting their jai jai, and all of a sudden the people who had stopped moving began to come alive, and they shouted only one word, Ayarava. It means you have come. Even today there is a village in Vrindavan. It is called Ayarar. It's a little shorter. The Brijbasis always shorten everything. You have come. I will just describe a few more details and then we get ready for this beautiful theater play. Jiva Goswami describes the arrival of Krishna in Vrindavan. He says, as a cloud gives happiness by its showers, Krishna gave happiness to all the Brijbasis. As the lightning decorates the cloud, the yellow cloth decorated Krishna. And as a cloud produces rain, Krishna's body produced sweet perspiration. He was so moved. And as a cloud rumbles with thunder, Krishna's voice rumbled with choked sounds. The tears of Krishna's devotees sprinkled the dried up trees, which all began to grow suddenly. Krishna noticed, oh, my people have become elderly looking. No? When we meet someone, we may say, oh, you looked so beautiful. What happened to you? So Krishna noticed that his parents looked old and worn out, as if they had been imprisoned in the pangs of separation. So Krishna looked at them with wide open eyes and gave them back their shining bodies. When Krishna comes into our life and looks at us, notices us, sends his well wishes to us, when Krishna gives his blessings to someone, immediately that someone will start to shine. The cows smelled Krishna's fragrance in the air. They could understand Krishna, and they ran towards Krishna. When Krishna saw his cows coming at him, he kneeled down on the ground. He touched the dust of Braj, which was touched by the cow's feet or hoofs, and he rubbed it over his head. He recognized all his cows and he called them by names. Krishna similarly knows our names. And when he comes into our lives, it will be as if we've never ever gone away from him. I would like you now to turn again to the deities. We will sing a short bhajan, and then we will start our Leela drama, the spoiled offering. It will have a good ending, don't worry. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare
Yeah.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Oh. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Eta Eta Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Everybody, please sing again, again, again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. One last time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everybody, please. Please join me.
Krishna, Krishna.
Radha Mohan, Radha Mala Mohan, Si Radhe. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Thank you very, very much for singing so beautifully.